Հանգոր եւ օրհո եւ հոգուին սրբո Ամեն This past week I traveled to Chicago to participate in the annual Continuing Clergy Education Retreat. And it's always a time that I love and I look forward to because it's a time where I get to interact with my fellow brothers in Christ and we get to catch up and reminisce about our old days when we were younger. Some of us longer ago than others. But unfortunately, this time around, when we gathered in Chicago, we gathered under the heavy and sad news of war in Armenia. How again we hear of the Azeris attacking our homeland and hurting and torturing our brothers and sisters. And for many of us, unfortunately, this seems and feels like deja vu, that a second time in the same period of time, in September, once again, the Azeris are attacking us, and again, the world is indifferent and does not care what is happening. In our hearts and in our minds, many of us, whether we realize it or not, are reciting the same words of the psalm that Christ recited on the cross at his crucifixion. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? The psalmist, King David, when he writes this psalm, writes it as a prophecy speaking of the Messiah, Christ, who will come. And when we hear Christ say this, my God, why have you forsaken me? We think that God truly has abandoned Christ at the cross. So then the question naturally arises, why? Does God abandon those who follow him? Does God abandon those who have faith in him? The answer is very clear. No, he does not abandon anyone who calls for help. Christ recites this psalm to remind those onlookers of the victory that is to come, the resurrection. But at the crucifixion, it looks very dismal. Christ is nailed to a cross, left to die, and all of those who supported and followed him for years have abandoned him. So now, too, God abandons him. We can be in the same situation today. The world ignores us once again. Our friends are indifferent to what's happening. And even among the Armenians, we are fighting, figuring out who's to blame for the situation. And so it is very clear for many of us that God has abandoned us. Why do we think this? Because we see only the now. We see only the present. We think about what's happening today and not the victory that is going to come. In the psalm that Christ recites when he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? We forget that that psalm ends with a promise. And it says, he has not despised nor abhorred the afflictions of the afflicted. And he has not hid his face from me, but has heard me when I cried to him. Today, the Armenian people have a choice, and they can choose from one of three things to do. We, the Armenians, can choose to still hope and grovel before the superpowers of this world, whether it be America, Russia, China, or any other superpower that may be, and ask them to come to our help and save us from the situation we're in. But in doing so, we become pawns in their game. We become pawns in their game, selling who we are for temporary safety. Because that safety that happened 2 years ago happened 2 years ago. And we are in the same situation today. Two, we can become indifferent and bitter to the world around us. We can become indifferent and bitter to all those who say, let us pray for Ukraine. Let us think about Taiwan. Let us think about Israel or any other nation or people that might be out there. We can become bitter towards all of them and be filled with hatred, anger, and grudges towards people who do not deserve it. Or three, probably the most unpopular of all of them, but the one that I think we need to do. And as I said, I will probably be crucified after saying this, but it is what it is. As a nation and as a people, we need to turn back to God. We need to turn to Him and put our entire trust in Him. Perhaps God is allowing this to happen to get our attention. Perhaps He is doing this so that we wake up and say, God, we as an Armenian people have been distant from You. Yes, we may be the first Christian nation. Yes, we may have beautiful churches. Yes, we may have wonderful people and inventors and singers and this and that. But we have been distant from You. And we want to return back to You. Help us return back. Do not be mistaken. In the Old Testament, many times God has allowed this to happen to the Jewish people in order that they come back to Him. And He says, you want earthly power? You want earthly people to rule you? Go for it and see how that turns out. And the Jews usually came back to God. There is talk of a year of repentance that our Catholicoses are going to declare in the future. A year of prayer, of fasting, and a year of almsgiving. A year where we rededicate ourselves as a nation to God. Perhaps we need to start doing that now. Maybe we don't need to wait for someone higher up in another land to tell us how to act towards God. Maybe, just maybe, we, each of us in our own lives, can start doing that today and dedicating ourselves to God again and saying, where have I gone astray? Where have I led my people astray and my family astray? And how can I bring them back to You? As St. Gregory did centuries ago, he brought an entire nation to God. Where have we gone wrong in these years? And how can we bring ourselves back to Him? So as the war rages, and as we hope to hear good news of what is going to happen, we need to remember that these achievements that may happen are done through humans, and they are temporary. They will not last forever. And many of us knew this 2 years ago when it began. We must pray for God's intercession in this matter. And we need to ask and think in our hearts, my God, why have You forsaken Me? And then say to ourselves, just as Christ said at the crucifixion, He knew the resurrection was coming. And likewise, in the same situation, we must remember that after the torture, the crucifixion, the death, and the burial, there is new life, there is resurrection, and there is eternity with God without any enemies present. Amen.